Hey thinkers, welcome back to another episode of Thinking to Think. Today we're diving into a topic that empowers both ourselves and others, leadership and personal development. Let's face it, leadership isn't just about titles and positions. It's about inspiring, motivating, and bringing out the best in ourselves and those around us. But where do we start? How do we cultivate those leadership qualities and build the confidence to reach our full potential? Now, I made an entire series on leadership, which you can check out, but I am revisiting it more as a summary. So strap in, thinkers, because this episode is your roadmap to becoming the leader you were always meant to be. Before I begin, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and comment below if you hear something interesting, and let's build that community. So, first things first, let's break down the two parts of our focus, leadership and personal development. Leadership isn't a one-size-fits-all formula. It's about influencing and guiding others, whether it's in a formal role within a team or even in your own personal life. It's about inspiring action, fostering collaboration, and creating positive change. Personal development, on the other hand, is your individual journey of growth and self-discovery. It's about learning and expanding your skills and pushing yourself to becoming the best version of yourself. And guess what? These two concepts are intricately linked. By investing in your personal development, you build the foundation for effective leadership. You become more self-aware, empathetic, and equipped to guide others. How do you see the relationship between personal development and effective leadership in your own life or work environment? Share your experiences and insights with us in the comments below. Igniting inspiration. So, how do we tap into this inner leader and ignite inspiration? Let's explore some key qualities. 1. Vision and passion. Leaders paint a picture of a brighter future, something compelling and worth striving for. What excites you? What impact do you want to make? Find your fire and share it. 2. Communication mastery. Words matter. Effective leaders communicate clearly, concisely, and authentically. They actively listen and create a space for open dialogue. 3. Empathy and emotional intelligence. Understanding and connecting with others on an emotional level is crucial. Put yourself in their shoes, celebrate their successes, and support them through challenges. 4. Delegation and empowerment. You can't do it all. Trust your team, delegate tasks, and provide opportunities for them to grow and shine. And 5, continuous learning. Leaders never stop learning. Stay curious, explore new ideas, and challenge yourself to step outside your comfort zone. Now I ask you, what qualities do you believe are most essential for igniting inspiration and effective leadership? Share which of these qualities resonate with you the most and how you incorporate them in your own leadership journey in the comments below. And I want you to take that moment because we're trying to build a community of leaders. So please take the time to do so. Building confidence. Now let's talk confidence for a moment. It's the fuel that propels your leadership journey. But how do you build it when self-doubt whispers insecurities? Now I confess, in my leadership role currently and even in the past, I have doubted myself in many occasions. And even today, decisions I have to make that are profound, sometimes that doubt creeps in. So here are some tips that I even personally use and something I want to share with you. One, celebrate your wins, big and small. Acknowledge your achievements, no matter how seemingly small. This reinforces your abilities and boosts your confidence. Two, embrace vulnerability. Sharing your imperfections and challenges strengthens your connection with others and empowers them to do the same. Three, challenge your inner critic. Don't let negative self-talk hold you back. Recognize it, counter it with positive affirmations, and focus on your strengths. Four, step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens outside your comfort zone. Embrace new opportunities, even if they're scary, to expand your skills and confidence. And finally, five, find your support system. Surround yourself with positive, encouraging people who believe in you and celebrate your journey. What strategies have you found most effective in building confidence and overpowering self-doubt in your leadership journey? I'm very curious, so please share your experiences and even your own personal tips for navigating the challenges of self-confidence in the comments below. Taking action. Remember, leadership and personal development are ongoing journeys. Here are some actionable tips you can take right now. One, identify a leadership role model. Who inspires you? Study their qualities and adapt them to your unique style. And I'll share with mine. Mine will be Jocko Wilnick. He has a podcast and wrote several books on leadership, and he was a former Navy SEAL commander. He's a huge inspiration for me personally, and I take his leadership role from him. Then there's several others, but for time's sake, I'll maybe share with them another time. Two, set SMART goals. Set specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals for your personal and professional development. Three, find a mentor or join a leadership development program. Seek guidance and learn from experienced leaders. Four, practice active listening and communication skills. Participate in discussion, ask open-ended questions, and be present in conversations. In other words, be an active listener. And five, step up and take initiative. Don't wait for permission. Volunteer for projects, offer solutions, and be proactive in making a difference. Now, from these five tips that I shared with you, which actionable steps resonates with you the most in developing your personal leadership manifesto, if you will? Have you already implemented any of these strategies into your own life or work? I'm very curious, so please comment below. Before I end this episode, here are some bonus hacks for your leadership development. One, start small. Don't overwhelm yourself. Choose one leadership quality or personal development goal to focus on each week. Two, micro learning. Make learning a daily habit. Read an article, listen to a podcast like the Thinking to Think podcast, or watch a TED Talk during your commute or lunch break. Three, accountability buddy. Partner with a friend or a colleague to hold each other accountable for your goals and celebrate your wins. Four, turn experiences into lessons. Reflect on challenges and successes, identifying what you learned and how you can apply in the future. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself on your journey. Everyone makes mistakes, so learn, grow, and move forward. Now, I'm going to highlight some resources. This is not the end-all, be-all list. However, I do want to highlight them for your own personal development. So, here's some leadership toolkits that I'm going to recommend. For websites, I'm going to recommend Harvard Business Review. I know some of my listeners are already iffy about, you know, the Ivy Leagues. However, Harvard Business Review is a well-managed series and papers and what have you on leadership. So I do recommend it still. Leadership Now, TED Talks, Forbes Leadership, and then there's the Center for Creative Leadership, CCL, ccl.org. They are a nonprofit organization just basically on building leaders. Here are some books. Dare to Lead by, and I'm going to probably butcher her first name, Brené Brown. Leadership Pipeline by Ram Charan. Mindset by Carol Dweck. Leaders Eat Last by Simon Sinek. Jocko Willink. Extreme Ownership, How U.S. Navy SEALs Lead and Win, as well as his other book, Leadership, Strategy, and Tactics. And for podcasts, I would recommend Leaders Like Us, The Coaching Habit, How I Built This. Of course, I'm going to say Thinking to Think. And I will say Maxwell Leadership Podcast. And let me take a big step back. The books, John C. Maxwell, on anything on leadership books, I do recommend you getting a copy of that as well. Online courses. There are online courses from Coursera, Udemy, EDX, Skillshare. Highly recommend looking into leadership courses. I plan on creating a leadership course. I'm halfway done with it, actually. I just need to finalize some assignments and then record the lecture portion, and then I'm done. So I'm hoping by the end of spring that leadership course will be out. I do recommend subscribing. I will be making a huge announcement about it and giving out some free lessons from it. And I also plan on doing a couple of contests, not just for the courses, but also my book. So stay tuned on that. Subscribe and share and like to stay in the know. Now, I want you to remember, going back to this, this episode is a summary. This is just the beginning. Explore, experiment, and find what resonates with you on your leadership and personal development journey. Share your thoughts on leadership and personal development in the comments below. What are your biggest challenges? What steps are you taking to grow? Let's create a community of empowered thinkers supporting each other's journey. Remember, leadership isn't just about titles or positions. It's about the impact you make on the world around you. Start developing your leadership qualities, invest in your personal growth, and watch your potential unfold. You have the power to inspire, motivate, and create positive change. Now, go out there and be the leader you were always meant to be. I hope this episode, although quick, on leadership was insightful. Don't forget to check out the series on leadership that I created. It is on here on the podcast. And share this on your social media platform so that we can build a society of thinkers together. Thank you, and I'll see you in the next one.